Patty, I have been accused of being a bad influence on some of my friends
I know.
when it comes to accessories for their RV.
I know.
Not that I've ever said they should buy everything that I talk about, but
They usually do.
they usually do sometimes. And so I thought maybe today what we should do is have a conversation about needs versus wants
All right.
when it comes to RV accessories. And we're going to talk about that in this episode of Travels with Delaney,
the podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back. My name is Patrick.
I'm Patty.
And today we are joined on the couch by our two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels,
Truman and Bessie Bear.
Truman and Bess. And if you want to see Truman and Bess, if you're in your car right now listening or you're out for a morning walk, you can always check us out over on YouTube at Travels with Delaney, the podcast. It's a dedicated channel where we post the video version, which may or may not be a good thing.
So yeah, I don't
sometimes
know.
I wonder.
Sometimes I wonder.
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't look so great.
Do I look heftier today than normal?
Or I look half asleep or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. So anyway, but before we get into talking about today's topic, we need to do another edition of This or That.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
You ready for this one, Patty?
I think I'm awake.
All right. All right, Patty. So we're out camping and I forgot to bring an item. Which one are you hoping I didn't forget?
Oh, geez.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So are you hoping I didn't forget your orange juice?
Okay.
Or the yogurt?
Oh, my. I enjoy both.
I know you do. Like, it's almost like you need them in the morning to get you know,
that's my.
That's
like my coffee.
I know.
Because I don't drink coffee.
Which I don't understand at all.
Oh, but no, I've tried it many different ways. Just got to let it go, man.
All right.
I'm going to go with, I would be like, we have to go out and get some orange juice. Orange juice is my thing in the morning.
Okay, so which one are you hoping I didn't forget? We don't
orange juice.
Orange juice. Okay, yeah. So you need your orange juice before your yogurt.
Yeah.
If you only could have one.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right. I figured that's the way you were going to go, but I also know you would be sending me to the grocery store.
We'd have
to
get
yogurt.
Some yogurts. Yeah. So. That would be on the list of to do.
Yeah. That one wasn't quite as painful,
no,
I guess,
no.
as some of the this or that.
Some are tough. You've given me choices.
Well,
ornery.
I know. Well, the question is orange juice a need or a want? See,
for me, it is a need.
It is a need. It's kind of like my coffee. My coffee, in my opinion, is a need.
And it's not orange juice with a little bit of vodka in it, even though those are fun later in the day. But
okay.
Yeah, it's just.
Well, I'm glad
juice.
You cleared that up for all of our audience that you're not putting vodka in your orange juice at 8 o'clock in the morning. So
yeah.
I'm just curious who was thinking that you had to clarify it. So,
well, you know, it's a thought.
Yeah. All right. All right.
I've thought about it before. So.
Well, the reason this kind of has come up is there is a YouTube channel who has, let's just be frank, bashing on YouTubers like myself.
Yep.
Who review products, who have corporate sponsors that help us with our channels.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made the statement that you don't need all this crap.
Okay.
In fact, they've taken a lot of cheap shots, in my opinion, at snap pads.
Oh,
which
they
by
have.
Yes. I mean, they're constantly like, oh, snap pads are stupid. Here's the thing about snap pads. And I just want to clear this up right up front. We have used snap pads on our Lance and now on our Alliance. We have paid full price for
yes.
those snap pads. We have no affiliation with snap pads.
Most of the things, we don't have anything that's given to us.
No.
Really.
And the thing about snap
Unless
pad
it's
is,
chocolate.
We you know, somebody's going to say, well, Patrick, I remember seeing a video where you were wearing a snap pad t-shirt. And you know what? You're right.
They did
After
send
we
us.
Bought our yeah. snap pads and I put out the first video on the Lance, they said, we want to send you a thank you. And they sent us a t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Okay?
Yeah, that's what they did.
And like, so I guess the point of this is, first of all, you should never listen to a single YouTuber
oh, no.
and make decisions based upon that YouTuber.
No.
All right? And you definitely shouldn't listen to the channel I'm talking about because they like to tell people that their opinion basically is the right
it's
opinion.
It's the correct one.
And
no one else can have a different
no
opinion.
No one else can have a different opinion.
Right.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think that we have some products that I think are absolutely fabulous. And we do work with those companies. But I'm not saying go out and buy it based upon what I said.
No.
Go listen to lots of other YouTubers and decide what you need and
what
what's
you,
right for you.
Yeah, how you camp and what you want.
Yes, because I actually believe as we were putting this list together
mm-hmm.
of needs versus wants that depending on who you are.
And how you camp.
Right. your needs are different than other people.
Well, it's just like anything. You're your own human.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry for that little rant, but it really irritates me when somebody goes out. There's a lot of good YouTubers out there.
Well, and they group us all together.
Yes.
In one hunk.
Yes. And it's just irritating because I just don't think any one of us should be the dictating factor in what you do. If you don't believe what I say about a product, I'm okay with that.
That's okay.
Because quite frankly, most of the deals that we have had over the years don't really make us that much money.
Nope.
Whether you buy it or not.
We don't.
It just
matter.
Means Patty doesn't get to go to Starbucks this week. That's about, you know. So, and I did a whole video on how I do product deals. And quite frankly, if we don't use the product,
right,
we don't work with that company.
Right.
Like, I have to love the product.
It's one if of it doesn't fit our camping style, if it doesn't, so I'm right. like, what? That is weird. We don't even know.
No. I mean, I've had some crazy products offered up to us.
Weird
I say crazy for us, but maybe not crazy for somebody else. But,
sure.
You know, I don't need a portable dishwasher in our RV.
No, that's called me.
Right. I don't need a juicer in our RV.
No.
We don't use a juicer at home. We're definitely not taking one on the road. So we just say no to those. That's our choice.
Right.
But there are some good products that we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
And by the way, this podcast, we're not pitching specific products.
Nope.
We just want to go through a generic list, and I may throw out what we use, but understand that's not designed to sell products.
Influence you in any way.
That's right. I promise I'll try to be a good influence.
Not a bad influencer.
Yeah, I'll be a bad influencer and a good influence today. So, all right, let's start with the needs list, because I do think there are a few products, if you are going to own an RV,
that you need to have.
I think you have to, and if somebody wants to disagree with me, please leave it in the comment section, because I want to know how you would get around this. And I'm going to start, number one, with you're going to need a water hose.
That makes sense to me.
If you're going to use the water features in your RV, meaning the sink, the shower, the toilet. You either need to hook up to city water where it's a continuous flow,
right?
Or you need to be able to fill your fresh water tank and use
absolutely.
Your water pump. Now, one of the things I should mention, and you and I've kind of talked about this, sometimes when you buy a brand new RV, the dealership will give you like a welcome kit.
Yeah.
And it usually will have real basic things like a water hose, a sewer hose, maybe a water pressure regulator.
So maybe some toilet bowl chemical.
Something, yeah. The problem with those is, and so somebody could say, well, you don't need it because they gave us one. And that's great.
That's okay.
If the one they gave you works, what we have found, number one, not all dealerships do it.
Nope.
Honestly, I always hope they don't do it for us.
Just because some of it's not that good of quality.
It's not good quality. Uh-uh. And like, I remember one time we got a welcome kit. The water hose was so short. I mean, I think I would have had to almost been on top of the water spigot to hook
yeah,
it
true.
Up.
Yeah, true.
So that's one thing where I think you're going to have to go out and buy a water hose. Now, water hoses can range in price.
Oh, yeah. It depends on what you want.
$10 up to $80.
Right.
Depending on what you want and the
length.
And
all that jazz. Yeah.
So, but I think you're going to need a water hose.
Yep. You sure do.
Okay. So you agree with
that. I agree with that.
Okay. Then once that water is in your gray or black tank,
you got to get rid of it.
You got to get rid of it. And you're going to need a sewer hose.
Uh-huh.
And again, you may get a complimentary one if you buy a brand new RV. But number one, they're usually fairly short.
Yep.
And number two, they're usually fairly thin.
They crack easy.
If there's one thing I do not want thin,
it's a sewer hose.
Yeah. Right? So,
we don't want to remake the movie RV, with the stuff shooting all over.
Right. So I always buy, I think it's called like the Rhino Flex hose. It's super heavy duty, and they usually last me a couple years before I have to replace them.
Right. That's one thing that we just don't skimp on.
We do not skimp on sewer hoses, no. All right.
That'd be pretty
and
messy.
Speaking of sewer.
Yes.
You're going to, somebody's going to say, well, technically you wouldn't need it. I don't mind the smell in my RV. I think you need black tank treatment.
I think you do, too. We've had different things throughout the years, and I don't want it to smell like a Port-a-John.
No. And so there's a lot of misconceptions about black tank treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are like, well, you need it to break it down. They really are not designed to break down as much as they're designed to control the odor.
Yep, minimize that smell.
Yeah, because unlike in our house where when we flush the toilet, it goes straight out to a septic system.
This doesn't do that.
No. This goes into a tank right below you and sits there until you dump
until you use that sewer hose that
That's right. So I think you're going to need, and again, there's lots of different products out there. What use is Happy Camper, which is a dry powder. Matt from Matt's RV Reviews has a product that we've heard
he loves,
called Liquefied.
Yeah.
And so that works for us. And if you have a product that's neither
works
of those,
for you,
great.
Yeah.
But I think you need it. So if you're towing, it doesn't matter what you're towing.
Right.
If you're in a motorhome, this doesn't apply. But if you're towing a fifth wheel, or if you're towing a fifth wheel, you need a hitch to be able to haul it.
Right, because you can't.
Right.
I'm not going to be pulling that down the road.
Now, here would be the one exception.
Can you see
you're just going to be seasonal.
Right, if you just park it somewhere.
And the dealership brings it out to your lot. Then, in that case, then you could take this off your needs list. But if you're planning to travel, you're going
you
to need
something,
And if you're hauling a travel trailer, you're going to need a bumper
weight
hitch
distribution.
Type with probably, depending on how big the trailer is, weight distribution. Now, again, we want to clarify.
Yep.
If you're in a Tab 400,
you don't need all this stuff.
You don't need a weight distribution hitch, most likely.
Nope.
Okay, it's light enough trailer, single axle. We never ran weight distribution.
A little guy and probably lots of other little trailers. You don't need that stuff.
Right. We ran a sway bar.
We
did. Valve control sway.
Right.
But once we went to the Lance, we had to have weight distribution to redistribute that weight so we wouldn't have, and then also built in weight sway control.
Right.
So that's another expense that a lot of times people don't
think about.
Now, you might be able to get that thrown in on the deal.
Maybe.
And that's definitely a negotiating point.
Right, and we've had different kinds of hitches and weight distribution systems and throughout the years. And they've all done their job pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I guess the last thing I had on this list, and then you, if there's anything I've missed, please add it. But I was thinking some kind of leveling device.
I like my trailer level.
Yes. And so that could be as simple as you cut up some boards at home that you'll use under the tires where you'll put one side up on wood blocks.
Yeah, we've seen
that. You can do it very inexpensively.
We've seen those little orange, I call them like Legos.
Blocks, And you could get a little bit fancier, more expensive.
The Anderson levelers that we like. They're like little slivers, like little slices. Look like moon slices or whatever that you can put.
Like moon slices. I've never heard Anderson levelers.
I think of like when you teach science, you know, the slice of the moon, how you tell the kids. Anyway.
All right. Well, that's an interesting way to put it. So, because if you don't, and especially if you have a slide out,
you gotta be level.
You need to be level before you put that slide
out. That'll mess with your slide out.
And honestly, the old refrigerators really need to be, your trailer needs to be level for those to work properly.
Well, and ours, to keep the door shut in the refrigerator, you gotta be level. And then we have a door that goes up to the bathroom. You don't want that kind of being in, you know.
You can always tell when we're on level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We always check the refrigerator door. If it can be still and not open all the way or whatever, we're good.
Right. So those are clear-cut needs,
in my
opinion.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Anything else on the you have to have? And Starbucks cannot be on the list.
Dang it.
So, all right.
I think that's good, babe.
Okay. Now, I think, you know, like everybody wants to make this a black or white issue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's either a need or it's something you want.
I just think it depends on your camping style.
It does. And I think there's a central where it's kind of a need want.
Right.
Or want need.
It's kind of like gray.
It's gray. Do you want to go straight to the clear wants first, and then we'll come circle back? Okay, let's go to the opposite side. So these are things that I think most people would say, I would like them, or possibly you would say I might like them, but you don't necessarily need them. And one is thing, and these are things like patio mats.
Right.
Like, we don't use patio mats.
We have one, but
no, we don't.
We used to. Oh, it got all mangled up, didn't it?
Yeah, we just threw it away.
We have this tiny little one.
Well,
step out on.
We have like a
doormat.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I'm talking about those big
we used to use them continuously, but we don't anymore. No.
So like, I wouldn't call that a need. And I've seen people, they go buy their first RV
and get a fancy
one.
They
think they have to have that, or they think they have to have lights to string up on their awning.
Oh, we used to do that.
We used to.
We don't do that anymore. We're lazy.
Yeah. And honestly, I would throw snap pads into a
I think
want.
It's a want.
But I think it's a great product.
It's a great product. I think it helps protect those feet on your landing gear. Because we know from the Lance it got kind of bent
Yeah,
up a
because
little
we for
bit.
the first year we did not use them, and when I did order them and went to put them on,
It
the
was
feet were
tough.
so bent up I had a hard time getting them on. And for those of you who are like, what is a snap pad? It's like a big rubber pad
Like octagonal shape or
yeah,
something.
that snaps
Naps.
on to your stabilizers or landing gear,
Yep.
and they stay on permanently.
It's like a rubber foot.
Super heavy rubber, and I think SnapPad might even guarantee that they will not come off, and if they do, they'll send you a new one.
Right, and they're easy to get on,
Yeah,
and then you don't take them off.
you just never take them off. I like them for a couple reasons. One is it protects those feet, keeps them nice and flat, so you get a good
You have a firm base
base.
with your
Yeah,
landing gear.
and the other thing is I don't like putting metal down on asphalt in the summer. And so if we're like at a Cracker Barrel
Yes.
or a Walmart parking lot or even a campground that has
Right.
asphalt, like some of the state parks in
I just don't want to
Ohio.
ruin their asphalt.
No, because what people may not understand, I grew up in an asphalt family. I
You
road construction.
did that.
Asphalt, when it gets hot enough, is pliable,
In a
unlike concrete, which stays hard even when
Right.
it's hot out. And so it's very, in fact, I've seen Harley Davidson's where an owner put the kickstand down
And
on
it
a
goes
Harley,
down
and then they
into.
come back out and their Harley's on the ground because it's sunk into the asphalt
Yeah.
on a 100-degree day.
Yeah.
So,
We just don't want to ruin a nice camera. If they went to
no.
all that work to put in a nice. We know how expensive that
And
is.
here's the
We don't want
thing,
to ruin it.
even if you don't want to use snap pads like
You're right.
that channel that bashes on snap pads, what's ironic is they're bashing on snap pads, and yet if you watch their opening, they went out and paid probably pretty good
Those
money,
Anderson
those
buckets.
Anderson blocks.
Block
And
things.
so everybody's going to put something under their
Yeah,
landing gear most
right.
likely.
When I think in my mind, the rubber base there has more grip. Like on a, just when you go to put it down, like if you have to use another Lego block, it's not going to slide on you off of
Right.
those things. It
Right.
just helps you have more
We like them. And
firm.
if you don't want them, we
Yeah.
completely understand because we do throw that into
Yeah.
the wants
Yeah.
category. But I will tell you this, for us, it was so important. I had
We
ordered
did that.
the snap pads for the Alliance before we even had picked it up because
Right.
I just knew we had to have them.
Yeah,
So
we knew we wanted those.
another thing I threw on this list, and I think the wants list could be
Oh, it
massive. So
could
we're
be
not going to go through
huge.
everything.
Like a Starbucks card.
Yes, a Starbucks card would be under a want.
Yeah.
A grill, for instance.
I
You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I got to go out and
have
buy
to
a
have this certain
Blackstone
grill,
or a
yeah.
Weber Q. You don't have to. You could eat out while you're
Oh, you
camping,
sure
or you
could.
could cook on your two-burner stove
Or if
inside.
they give you a grill, you could use
Use
that
the one
little
that comes
grill.
with
We've
the.
done that before. It just
Yeah.
depends on how you eat, I guess.
Right.
How fancy you want to be.
Yep. And then two more that we added that easily. Now, this one is one that somebody could argue, no, this is a need. For, I'm going to say, for a lot of people who own RVs, this is a want, and that is solar
Solar.
and lithium
Lithium batteries,
batteries.
yeah.
Okay. For us right now, the way we RV, I would say it's closer to a want than
Than a
a
need.
need.
Yeah, because I think our style of RVing is
Right. We
changing.
spend most of our time at RV parks anymore. But when we used to do a lot of boondocking when we'd go out west,
Solar was a need.
it was a need because we wanted to be able to camp off the grid, per se, like out on BLM land or National Forest land.
Well, we wanted that solar to help recharge our
The batteries,
batteries.
and we wanted good batteries that would
Batteries
last so we
last.
could run things.
Right.
You know, so an inverter would go in there as well.
Exactly.
Now, if you have a CPAP machine and you're planning to, again, do some camping to where you're not going to be hooked up to electricity, all of a sudden that inverter
Becomes a need.
need. Yeah. So some of these things may be a want for some of us, and
Yeah.
they may be a need
Need for
for
others.
others.
Sure.
So anyway, those are just some
And
examples
I think
of.
in my life, I would move a Starbucks card to a need.
I know you would. Patty is absolutely obsessed, and she doesn't even drink coffee. That's the
No,
thing.
it's just, it makes me happy.
And you know what? I'm not going to deprive you of something that makes you happy like that because it's
And
not that expensive. She loves the
it
mango
just,
dragon fruit
I can just, right, it just
refresher
makes me feel
made with
happy just
water.
thinking about it right
Yeah, I'm guessing we're going to be getting a Starbucks later. All right, let's talk about this gray area
All right, in the middle.
where you may need this.
You might. It depends on how you do things.
And I think it depends, a lot of it depends on your, what's the word? Like, I guess maybe some of your beliefs
Yeah.
and some of your risk aversion and things
Right.
like that. So let's just throw, because I'm sure people are like, what the heck is he talking
Talking
about?
about.
A surge protector.
Right.
Okay. Do you absolutely have to have a surge
No.
protector? No.
We never had one for years.
Years. Until...
until we had a trailer get hit by lightning.
And fried our converter. And cost us, you know, $300-$400
And we're like,
fix.
Okay, we need to look at surge protectors.
Yeah. Now, I've had some people say, well, the surge protector may not have helped you with the lightning. But I will tell you this. We have been using a surge protector now since probably 2016.
And there was a time when we camped and that thing...
couple times.
Gave us a sign of do not plug in. It is not
safe.
And
one time we were plugged in and it shut our trailer down because of low voltage.
Right.
And low voltage can do just as much damage
as too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, could you go camping? Yes, we used to.
We never thought about
it. But just understand you run the risk of doing damage to your electrical systems if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, surge protectors, price-wise, the most...
they range.
The least expensive are probably going to cost you about $100. They don't necessarily do a whole lot other than kind of confirm that it's safe to plug
right.
your trailer. We use the... Hughes Autoformers Watchdog.
We like to test it first before we plug in.
And we're not sponsored.
Nope.
We paid for all of our watchdogs.
We paid for everything.
I would not ever be without my watchdog for so many different reasons.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, when the dog's white, it's safe. If the dog goes
red,
do
back
not.
Away.
Yeah.
Don't.
But anyway, so a surge protector, that's why I say, I think for somebody like me, we've invested so much money in this RV, I don't want to risk.
Yeah, that's the thing. We just don't want to risk destroying something that we love.
Right.
And we love doing, so.
Right.
It's just our choice.
Electrical adapters, or as some people will refer to them, dog bones. And these are those adapters that will, let's say, like in our case, we have a 50 amp RV. We show up to a park and they don't have a 50 amp site. They only
have
a 30.
We need a way to convert it.
Convert it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we carry a 50 to 30 and then a 30 down to like 15 amp or 20 amp,
right.
whatever, like a home plug.
Sure.
Just in case. Now, do you absolutely have to have those?
No.
But again, if you have a 50 amp trailer and you show
up
in an RV
park, situation, what are you going to do?
Right. And so it may be a situation where, especially if you're checking in after the store is closed or late at night, you just may not be plugging your trailer in if you don't carry those.
Absolutely.
So, an extension cord.
That makes sense to me that you might need it.
Again, it's only a need if you get put onto a site to where the cord going from your trailer to the pedestal won't reach.
And you just don't know sometimes.
No.
And that's why we just carry it, because we've been to state parks, because we like to state parks, and it's so far away. It's like, oh, my
right.
goodness.
Yeah, I'm always amazed sometimes where they'll be so far away from
the
actual site.
It's like they're not in the middle of the site. They're clear back somewhere.
So we carry a 50-amp extension cord, which they are not cheap.
No.
Neither are the 30s,
no.
But we've always carried. I would say... if I was to guess a percentage, I would say 90% of the time we never use it.
Yeah.
But there has been that rare occasion where we get
it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad we have it.
And it will not reach.
Yep.
And there's no way to back up any further. Like the pad only. A good example is when we stay at Fisherman's Cove, the site that we always stay on.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's clear at the back.
Yeah. And I can't go back any further.
No.
We carry it's not a big deal. We carry the extension cord.
It works.
So again, do you need it on day one? Maybe not. Just hope you don't get to a site, though, where you can't reach. So.
I guess in our mind, we want to just be proactive.
Yes.
We were trying to, over the years, think of things that, okay, let's just make sure we have this, this, and this to save us ourselves that agony.
Now, for us, it gets used a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But it's here at the house.
Sure.
Because our trailer during the winter months stays plugged into a 30-amp plug here at the house.
And we need that extension.
Yeah, that's the only way to get to the plug.
Yep.
So
we use ours,
A TPMS system, which is, for those of you who don't know, it's a tire pressure monitoring system.
We never had this.
For years.
But my goodness, it's come in handy. I mean, it helps us understand, like last summer, I think there was one tire that was getting really hot.
Well, that was actually this winter.
But was it winter?
When we were headed to Florida, because when we left Indiana,
it was cold.
I cranked the pressure up.
Oh, that's right.
And it was like below freezing.
It was.
So I filled the tires up to where they were supposed to be. By the time we were in southern Georgia, because the temperature had come up
so much,
we were over pressure. Our TPMS started alerting us that you've got tires that have too much pressure in them.
So that helped us figure out, okay, we need to get off the road and fix it.
Let some air out.
Which we did.
And we would have never known that without the TPMS.
And I just don't want to blow and do damage.
Right.
That messes up your whole vacation.
Right. So we do use we use the tire minder, and it's worked great for us.
Right.
We've had that with the Lance, and it's the same system.
Right.
We just transferred it over to the Alliance. But again, that's one of those things, you don't need it,
no.
But it will bring you peace of mind.
Right. It's just kind of a, yeah, It's just a reassurance, a safety thing,
right?
In my mind,
yeah. And then another thing that really will bring you peace, could bring you peace of mind, is the gas stop,
yep.
gas protection valve.
Right.
We do work with gas stop, so I always like to do full disclosure.
Yep.
So our gas stops have been provided yep. to us by gas stop.
We've they're given great. Out many as
yep.
gifts.
Yep. And they're just a. It's just,
they're
a,
just
good,
a good company.
One, they're just nice people.
Yeah, they
good
are.
Good company.
Nice guys.
But it here's what it provides is peace of mind when we're towing.
Yeah.
So it's just a valve that all you do is you just screw it onto your propane tank
mm-hmm.
and then screw your propane line into the other side. If there were to be a major propane leak, it will shut your propane off 100%. It's the only valve on the market currently that 100% yes. shuts off the flow.
And it's
of
so
propane.
Cool if you watch them, they do a demo on how it works. It's like, oh my goodness, it's like done.
Yeah. And you might
no
say, well,
around.
Why would there be a major propane leak?
Well
if you're
you might. Dry,
if you're somebody who runs your propane on, I know,
I know
this
there's
is a
debate on that,
I
too.
I know this is controversial.
You're opening a bag of weeds.
I know. but if you are a person, and I think there's a lot more people doing it that will than will
yeah.
admit it, but if you do keep your propane on going down the road,
yep.
which, by the way, is not illegal. I always love in the
it's
comments
It's not
section,
illegal.
It is illegal. It's in some areas, it is. For instance,
it's on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Yep. You pull up to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and tunnel, they will ask you, have you shut your propane off?
And you do it.
And if you haven't, they have you pull over, you turn it off, and as soon as you get the other, and they tell you, as soon as you get the other side, there's a place to pull in, turn it back on.
Yep.
But to say it is illegal across the United States is just false.
That's wrong.
So
bad intel.
Do your research.
Yep.
Okay. But anyway. But if you're driving down the road, and let's say a semi blows out a tire and a piece of retread.
Yep.
comes up under your RV, it
and
could theoretically,
whammo.
Yeah,
done.
This will just shut that down. You won't, you know, you don't have to worry about
absolutely.
A fire or an explosion
that
or anything
would,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that would not be fun.
But even if you don't haul with your propane on, I still like the gas stop because it
smart.
Does a couple things else that people don't realize.
Uh-huh.
Number one, you can use it to test for minor leaks.
Yes.
And most of the time, you will not know you have a minor leak. And they can be just as dangerous, and they're just costing you money. If
right.
propane
money
is,
out the in yeah. there it goes.
And it has a built-in gauge where you get a sense for how much propane is in your
we
tank.
We use that all the time in the winter to gauge how much we have because we keep the trailer hot and warm and running and
right.
all that working, all the systems going.
So, yeah, so that's one that's definitely not a need, but I think it's not necessarily a – for us, it's a need
more of a
want.
Safety.
It's a peace of mind thing.
Yeah, we have some peace of mind because I think we're getting older. We want that peace of mind.
And in fact, I feel like these last three are all fall into that peace
yeah,
of mind.
Yeah, this next one I think is
you've got
really
the TPMS
good.
For yep. the tire peace of mind, the gas stop for the propane
yep.
peace of mind, and a rear view or backup camera.
Yep.
For hauling peace of mind.
And you hauled for a long time without one.
Right. For years we hauled.
Even the big old
the
fifth wheel
we had.
The
35-foot fifth wheel
we
years
didn't
ago
have.
Did not
you
have.
You just had mirror extensions
yeah.
on your truck.
And in fact, the Alliance, so we had been working with a company called Halo View that we still work with, and we had it for the Lance.
Right.
And then when we bought the Alliance last year, that stayed with the Lance,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have time to get a hold of a Halo View.
Right.
So we spent all last summer hauling our Alliance
without.
27-foot mm-hmm. fifth wheel without. And did we survive? Yes.
We did okay.
Okay.
Yep,
and by the way,
it.
Before somebody says you ripped the AC off that thing.
Well, that's different.
That had nothing to do with the rear view
that
camera.
That had nothing to do with the rear
okay.
view camera.
But
that was a height issue.
Because my Silverado 2500 has mirrors
mirror
that extend out.
And, mm-hmm.
But here's what it does do. And so this fall, Halo View sent us one
and
to put on.
And this is sweet.
I can obviously see if traffic is tailgating
yes.
it, and that's what you sometimes can't see with your extension
no,
mirrors.
No, you can't.
But then the new one that they sent me, it also has like a blind spot detection.
Yep.
So when cars go to pass me on the left or the right,
mm-hmm.
it will beep and give me a flash on the monitor.
Yes, yeah, the sounds are different.
Yeah,
the flashes are different. It is just a good way to help
yeah,
you, especially in the dark.
Oh,
or
yeah.
when you're in a city like Atlanta or something, it just helps you know. Because it gets kind of hairy, as you know, if you pull a rig. So
yep.
you just want to make sure you're not in anybody's way.
Yeah. So those I throw into that middle category.
I think so.
You don't have to go out
no.
and buy them. But if you want peace of mind for whatever we're talking
yep.
about, then I
yep.
think that makes sense. So
right.
And this is not an all-inclusive list.
Right.
These are just some of the things. But I guess the reason we wanted to do this, like I said, was don't let anybody tell you you have to buy something, and don't let somebody shame you for buying something.
Make you feel bad for buying something that
yes.
gives you a sense of relief or a sense of I'm not – because I have anxiety, so it gives me just – I can be calm and I can relax and
right.
enjoy my trip. just like having something for these pups in the trailer, I think it's a need for us, but it may not be a need for others.
The waggle.
The waggle.
You're talking about the waggle, yeah. If you don't have pets, you definitely don't need a waggle.
No, you don't. But if you do...
And even if you do have pets, you may
don't
not
need
it.
It.
But for us, it's peace of mind that if the power goes out or the temperature gets too warm, we get text
An
alerts
alert.
And emails so that we can go back to the camper and figure out what's going on.
Right.
And that way we can go out to dinner, leave the pups behind, and have peace of
They're
mind.
They're happy. We're happy.
And even
happy.
When my anxiety with that goes high, I can just log into the app and go, oh, okay, it's still 68 degrees in the trailer. They're fine.
And we also use that thing in the winter to see how the rig's going, how warm it is or cold it is out there. Yeah. So it does double duty
No,
us.
We're not leaving Truman and Bess in the RV.
No.
We're just... because of our lithium batteries and I don't remove them, I have to keep the trailer
at a certain
heated.
Temperature.
So I can, in the middle of the night, if I'm worried when it's like -5 out, I can open up the Waggle app and see that the trailer's still reading 45 degrees.
So that's one more I would add that's another safety security
that's
thing
good
for
one.
Me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. But, you know, if you don't own a pet, you're not going to need that at all. Yeah. So
again, just do your research. Watch lots of YouTubers, talk to friends, talk to other RVers.
And I think it just comes down to make up your own decisions and don't be pressured one way or the other.
One way or the other. Because I feel like, you
Some
know, somebody saying
you.
These people are all wrong about snap pads. Yeah. It's just as bad as somebody
saying, oh, you have to have them.
Yeah, exactly.
I
try
to
always just show products and say, this works for us. I don't care whether you buy it.
Absolutely.
Or not. We just try to show what works for us.
And what we've done over the, 20 years of camping?
Almost. 2005. Well, 20 years
a
next
long
year.
A long time. And we've done everything from tent camping to big rig camping.
That's right. And everything in between.
Everything in
except
between.
For motorhome.
We haven't done motorhome yet, but
never
what was it, 33-foot, 34-foot fifth wheel?
35-foot.
35. That was our biggest.
That's our biggest. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for taking time. I know this one ran a little longer than our normal episode, but there was just a lot to cover.
A lot to
it.
Talk about.
Yeah. And again, without you listening, it's just Patty
we
and I talking
have,
to each other.
Yeah, that's just
with headsets on.
Yeah. That's just like us pretending we're pilots or something.
Yeah.
or working at Walmart.
Or working at the
drive-through,
at Wendy's.
At Wendy's. Not Walmart.
And also a huge shout out to our friend and our producer, Mr. Jim Kuzman.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim is the one who edits all of these for us on the audio side
and
makes sure they come out just perfect. Or, well, I say perfect. What he has to work with, he does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
You know, it's just us. So.
It's just us. So.
I mean, we're not his most famous client, probably, or definitely not the highest paying since we don't pay him. So.
Well, he gets maple syrup and coffee and bourbon. And
one of these days, I'm going to
We're going to give him some Do-Re-Mi. Yeah.
Right. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. Come back next week. We'll have another topic. And until next time, we'll see you.
On down the road.
Bye.
Travels with the lady. We'll see you on down the road.
I've tried it many different ways. Just got to let it go, man.